Nick, another victory, clean sheet as well. Overall, how pleased are you with that performance from everybody, and also yourself keeping a clean sheet? Because after losing to Brentwood, it was important to get back on track today, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's important that we picked up points quite quickly after the Brentwood game. We should have really been home and dry with that game, to be honest. It's difficult though; they're a tough side to play against. It wasn't a great pitch, but I think it was important today to pick up the result that we needed.
How challenging is it when you go in at the break with a commanding lead to keep things going in the second half?
Can be difficult. The pitch was obviously probably the wettest it's ever been here. It's obviously a good surface, but it was tough today. We've had it a few times where we go in the ascendancy, come out second half, and it is hard to keep going. But I think the lads did okay today. We were professional and we ground out what we needed, really. You know, we didn't look in any real danger. They only had a couple of shots. I think they defended really well. And, just onwards and upwards, really. Obviously, it'll be a tough game next week at Soham. So, fingers crossed, we sort ourselves out from when we last played them and give them a better game.
Do you think it's a two-horse race for the title between Maldon and Greys? Or do you think Maldon, now that they're wobbling every other week, do you think it could be opened up, or do you think it's their title?
I think it's tough, to be honest, because they have had a little bit of a sort of barren patch and they haven't picked up the points you would expect them to pick up. But they've still, still picked up points when they needed to. They've gone and beat somebody 9-1 last week. So I think it'll be tough to catch them. However, never say never. We've still got to play them at their place. That's 3 points that we can take from them. I'd like to think we can get as close as we possibly can and just keep grafting away, really.
Now, tell us a few things that you've been doing off the field for the club since you came into the setup, because commercially it's sort of soared, isn't it?
It's been okay. Yeah, it's very important that we get some funds in directly for sponsoring and various advertising opportunities, but also I feel now that once we've brought in a certain amount of money, it's very, very important to build a football club, build a community and build somewhere that people are proud to come and, come and be, not just a bar, not just a football club, but integrate all of it. It's very, very important when we move that we get the opportunity to build a function suite that's worthy of people coming and using it. So my role now is to really try and get more bums on seats.
And setting the foundations now for the Ryman Premier and the new stadium, the two could coincide at almost the same time.
It would be wonderful to do that, yeah, and we're all aiming and all our noses are pointing in the right direction, even my big nose. So it's important that we get the right things done now and set it up so that everybody's pushing in the right direction and really going forward for it. I feel the most important thing at this point is getting more kids here, getting more kids to come and watch the game. I've had a couple of kids come over today that I coach, and it's nice to see them, because obviously they can appreciate what this level of football is all about and actually see that it's not just what people deem non-league, a bit kick and race and hurry. It's like we play a good level of football and we're all semi-professionals, so I'm pleased with it.
Somebody's recently posted a couple of links on the website to some YouTube videos of you doing a crossbar challenge, dressed up and quite unrecognisable. When are you going to do something like that here at Haybridge Swifts? How did that come about? When was that, and how did that come about?
It was when I was at Bishop Stortford. I just had end of the season. We'd had a good second half to the season. Everyone was a little bit sort of jovial, and just prior to the presentation evening, I thought, it'd be nice for the lads to have a little bit of a laugh. And I did the crossbar challenge. It took not that many attempts, actually. I hit it, I think, in about the eighth attempt, so it wasn't too bad, bearing in mind I had a dress on and tights. There's something in place. It will be good. It will be good.
You'll want to secure a promotion before you try and mess around like that here, won't you?
So, yeah, I think it's important that I get, the club where it needs to be, and we get the club where it needs to be prior to, having a jolly up, if you like, and having a bit of laugh. But it'll be done. And I think if we get the presentation evening, I'd like you to obviously be involved in it. But watch this space; it should be good.
Okay, thanks a lot, Nick.
No problem.